Yeah, I like stuff like that. I like to see how people do things the old-fashioned way. Still do some of that myself, actually. But, hey, and I was going to ask you a question. We were talking a while back, and you had mentioned that your doctors were down in the Troy area, and you just kept them because, you know, why change? Now, did you guys used to live down in Troy?
Yes, for about 40 years before I retired, and when, well, we lived up here before I retired. I retired in 2010, and let's see, I worked for the government for almost 46 years, 48 years, so I kind of started there. My wife actually got me in there. I started as a custodian for the government, and I just kept getting higher and higher and higher, and I retired as a manager. Yeah, I spent a lot of time down there, but it wasn't for back. It was just my doctors was down there. I never had back issues. And then after I retired and breaking my back, and before that, I started having major back problems. So, but chiropractors was a no-no for me. It's, my two other doctors said, don't ever go to a chiropractor.
So whereabouts in Troy did you live? That's where Terry and I came from.
Well, we was in Ferndale, actually, just a little bit south of Troy, closer to 10 Mile. And, been so long ago, I can't remember the cross street. Not far from Woodward. It was a little bit west of Woodward. And about 10 Mile down there in the, they called it the RB district, the Ritzy Bitsy, you know, which was a lie.
Okay, yeah, we were up by 16 Mile and Rochester Road area.